Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks. You just tuned in to Black Noise Radio. This is our first show, and I'm so proud to host it. Marty Smith will open it, and I'm the producer. I won't always be the host, but I'm the producer and the host today. So
work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and everything's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. Tell me about that work, 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 work.
Level to abide by decency, then you can break the never-ending cycle
of identity politics. But that actually requires stuff to happen outside the realm of politics. It requires an upsurge in civic morality. It requires an upsurge in things like people going to church and joining together as communities. It requires a real move toward people talking about how to deal with each other morally on a non-governmental level. If you do all that, you can recreate a social fabric that has been torn apart by identity politics. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Ben, huge fan, first of all. My question for you is pretty simple, and that is the Republican Party the answer for conservatism in America?
So the Republican Party is just a tool, and as we've seen in this election cycle, it's a tool that's available for anyone to take over. Right, so sometimes you're going to get a conservative leading the Republican Party, and sometimes you're going to get an ad hoc nationalist populist leading the Republican Party. It's the obligation of people who are conservative like me to try and fight inside the Republican Party to change the leadership if you don't like the leadership, and you know, talk to third parties. Very difficult structurally to put together a third party. If Trump ends up driving the Republican Party far away from conservatism in a very clear and obvious way, you will see some rumblings about a third party, because there are too many people who still believe in kind of rude traditional conservatism to be thrown off by Trumpism. So it is the tool right now. Will it always be the tool? Not necessarily. The Whig Party was once the tool, presumably, and that fell away too. So things change.
Good evening, Mr. Shapiro. I have a question for you as a Harvard Law School graduate.
Sure.
Regarding the incident at Camp Randall, the man was asked to take off the quote-unquote noose around his head. Under the Brandenburg test, is this constitutionally able for the police to ask him to take off this rope, or is it considered free speech?
So, I mean, I assume that it's free speech under, the idea that it's not shouting. First of all, shouting fire in a crowded theater is based on a case that was Schenck, which has been debunked for 60 years. But I'm not sure what the campus regulations are. There are policies that exist on campus that don't exist anywhere else in American life, and the Supreme Court has approved some of those things because there are time and space constraints. But if it's message specific, then you get into trouble. So it's at the very least, you know, in my legal opinion, it's constitutionally questionable. That doesn't mean that I think it's a great idea or I think that it's a wonderful exercise of freedom of speech, but it is definitely questionable. Anytime there's a free speech question, I tend to lean on the side of free speech. And by the way, folks, if I'm answering to camera, that's only because there are people who are watching on the live stream. It looks weird if I'm talking out here. So.
Mr. Shapiro, thank you for taking a principled stance criticizing Trump this election cycle. Thank you for introducing me to Harambe memes. Last week, John Oliver used his show as a call to arms to support Planned Parenthood because Republicans have the House, the Senate, the White House. Do you anticipate pushback within the Republican Party if the pro-life movement tries to move forward with its agenda in the next 2 years?
I mean, this is a really good question. I'm not sure how committed Donald Trump is to, for example, reversing funding for Planned Parenthood. Right? He said early in the primaries that he liked Planned Parenthood. He thought that they did some good work. It'll be interesting to see if he clashes with the new Congress over that, because clearly Paul Ryan, a lot of other members of Congress, would like to withdraw federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Obviously, I think that's a good idea. I think abortion is immoral, and the idea that I'm paying for somebody else's baby to be killed seems pretty ridiculous morally, ethically, legally to me. I think all of it's really dubious. It is definitely questionable. As far as John Oliver, we have a really bad habit in this country of taking everybody seriously if they have a British accent. And that seems to me a bad mistake. We ought to judge John Oliver by the content of his speech, not the quality thereof.
We've seen politics become more divisive and messy business, and as a result, arguably the most qualified people aren't running anymore. What would it take for you yourself to run for office?
And then, do you think we'll ever get back to a time where those most qualified people want to be in politics and want to?
Well, I mean, there's always been sort of a disconnect between the right and the left in terms of qualified people going into public office. I will get to your first question. There's always been a disconnect because on the left, if you're really smart and qualified, you go into government. And on the right, if you're really smart and qualified, you go create things that help people and make millions of dollars. So what you end up with is this weird disconnect where the people who are on the Republican stage are all of sort of, with a few exceptions, they're all sort of middling IQ and not necessarily the world's greatest and smoothest orators. And on the Democratic side, you have a bunch of people with Ivy League degrees, except for this time around when you have an old crone who is going to be handed anyway. And also a loonbag old socialist who escaped from the asylum. So this kind of actually bucks the cycle a little bit. And so we end up with a race between the two least qualified candidates in American history. All that said, you know, what would it take for qualified people to jump in? First of all, people have to learn to love the fight, especially people of our generation. We have to learn to love the fight. Okay, the fight can be fun. And this idea that there was ever civility and gentility in politics, not really. There was more kind of on an open level. But the fact is that back in 1800, if you read the scurrilous broadsides being published by the Adams campaign against the Jefferson campaign back and forth, it was pretty rough stuff. I mean, you had a guy named James Callender, who was actually a muckraker for Thomas Jefferson, writing things about how John Adams was senile and he was running around the White House throwing his wig at people, really. And meanwhile, you know, you had muckrakers for Adams trying to discredit Alexander Hamilton, who was on Jefferson's side, and bringing up all the issues about him having adulterous affairs and all. So it's always been a rough business. I think that conservatives have to engage in that, and they have to like it. It's why people embrace Trump. It's because Trump actually comes off as aggressive. For all the problems I personally have with Trump morally, ethically, politically, the one thing that Trump is aggressive. And so it's going to take a new generation of aggressive conservatives. As far as would I ever run for office, I mean, honestly, in this day and age, I'm not sure I'm qualified. I'm not the son or the husband of a former president. So it's a pretty restrictive group of people who are allowed in. And I'm also not one of the Trump children, who I guess are next on the list. So and I'll have to blame my father if I never run for office. It's his fault.
Thank you, Ben. Huge fan. Would you say it's possible for the left to recognize broken families as one of the biggest problems in American society? And if so, what would it take for the left to realize how big of a problem this is?
Okay, so the left is never going to recognize that broken families are a problem because it is one of the goals of the left to break families. Historically speaking, if you read Marx and Engels, they do not like the traditional family. They think the traditional family is a bulwark against an overarching brutal state. Right, so the idea is, and they want the overarching brutal state, so therefore they don't want the family. The family is a bunch of people who care about each other more than they care about the community at large. And so this is why in Soviet Russia, the chief goal was to separate children from their family, have them turn on their parents. I mean, some of the great Soviet heroes in the Soviet Union were kids who reported their parents to the authorities. Right, so the left has never been in favor of traditional families. They see it as a threat because traditional families don't vote according to how the left wants them to vote. They vote in favor of leave me alone. I've got my family. It's my job to protect them. So the left is never going to stand up in favor of that to the detriment of everybody involved. And therefore, it's incumbent on particularly religious people, because religion still has a significant amount of weight in American life, unlike in Europe. It's incumbent on religious people to make sure that their kids understand the value of family. It's incumbent on secular thinkers to make clear to people that broken homes, that single motherhood is not an affirmative good. And when Hollywood tells these lies, a great book by Charles Murray it's called Coming Apart. It's actually about white poor people, white poverty versus white wealth. And he says one of the problems is a lot of people who exist.
I didn't even call GRX. I don't know who the hell that was. That was Satan. That wasn't GRX. That was some survey line. Well, at least I know that the call worked and I was able to do it. I don't know if you could hear me calling while you were listening to the show. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. The only way I can figure that out is I got a live voice on the other end of the line. Or listen back to the show like I do every day after it's recorded. So we're listening to Ben Shapiro, who is often criticized for being overly too conservative and too pro-Israel. However, if I listened to his comments, and he would have been banned 2 years ago, he's actually more moderate than the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and elect Donald Trump. And he makes sense. This is how the world has changed. Black Noise Radio, we're going to have to work even harder to take it deeper.
The principal actually walked down and shut down the speech and excused the entire class if they wanted to leave, because he said there are too many kids here who are products of single mothers, and they might be offended. if you can't tell people the truth because they might be offended, we're never going to get anywhere here. So we have to tell people the truth regardless of whether it offends them, because the truth is the only thing that's going to make them more free and more prosperous.
Hi. Fact number one. Transgender is not a disease. This is not my opinion. This is facts from the World Health Organization and the American Psychologist Association. Just like gay people don't have a disease. Fact number two.
It's not
rich kids stay rich, poor kids stay poor.
Not
out of 1,800 billionaires in the world, 12 of them are black. Where you come from, where you grow up, how much your parents earn, whether your parents are married, plays a major role in determining where you
are. I know, they're black.
Fact number three, I would just like to remind you that hate speech is not free speech.
Yes, it is.
And my question is, since facts don't care about your feelings, why did you use false facts?
Okay, so none of the facts that I used are false. First of all, yes. First of all, would you like the answer? Okay, so the three facts you mentioned, you talked about transgenderism. First of all, until 5 minutes ago, the DSM specifically defined transgenderism as a disorder. It defined it as gender identity disorder, now calls it gender dysmorphia, which doesn't even make sense. It says that depression is the actual problem, not the actual gender disorder, which again does not explain why the transgender suicide rate is upward of 40%, and the actual suicide rate for the rest of the American population is lower than 3%. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you talked about income inequality, and you suggested that all wealth is inherited. This is nonsense. According to the IRS statistics, if you are born into the bottom 20% of wage earners in the United States, you will not be one of the bottom 20% of wage earners in the United States. 90% of people will not be within 15 years. There's tremendous wage mobility in the United States of America. Plus, there is not a group of people who just sit at the very top and stay there. People move up and down, in and out of the 1%. 1% just defines the line of income. It doesn't define the people who are in that 1% of income. I've been in the 1%. I've been out of the 1%. It will happen to lots of people. People who are older tend to be more likely to be in the 1%. They weren't once in the 1%. What happened? Okay, that's number two. Number three, you say hate speech is not free speech. It depends how you define hate speech. The only speech that is not free speech is speech that overtly defends or pushes violence. Specifically, speech that is generating violence, right? That's the only type of speech that's not hate speech. If I say things you don't like, that's not hate speech. And if you think that it is hate speech, you're a fascist. End of story.
Hey, Ben, big man. Two things. One, I'd like to call my brother Anders. Hey, Anders. Come there watching the live stream. Number two, I debate socialists all the time, and their only real comeback is, well, that's not real socialism, or that's not real communism. Is there any way to really get around that and try to make them see that, look, just because your version of socialism, that magical fantasy land version of socialism, has not been tried, doesn't mean that socialism is an acceptable concept?
So the problem is that you're arguing with them in terms of the effectiveness of socialism. So what that argument is, you say socialism doesn't work, it fails everywhere, it makes people poor and miserable, right? That's the argument. And then they go, but that's because it hasn't been properly tried, right? That's their comeback. Here is the actual argument that works with socialism. It is immoral to steal from people, even if you vote to steal from people. Okay, if there are three people in a room, it's me, and I have $100, and you're your friend in the room, and you both beat me up and take my money, that does not make it morally legitimate for you to beat me up and take my money. One of the great lies that's been told about socialism all the time is people say socialism is a beautiful idea in theory, but it doesn't work in practice. No, socialism is a shitty idea in theory, and it's an immoral idea in practice. Okay? Socialism violates at least three of the basic Ten Commandments for those who still care. It makes government into God. It suggests that you can steal from people if you vote for it. And it says that it is good to be covetous of your neighbor's ass. Right? For Bill Clinton, it has a different meaning. But the problem for conservatives is we never actually argue on a moral level. We're constantly arguing on an effective level, on an efficiency level. And that's a problem because we have to always argue on the moral level. In the end, they always say, sure, my ideas don't work, but they're fair. They're fair, right? And so what you have to say, the only way to come back to that from that is to say, no, your ideas are not fair. Your ideas are theft. Your ideas are theft. You don't get to steal from other people just because you want their stuff. That's the only way to beat that argument, do it on the moral level. Otherwise, they can always argue, well, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. Okay, there's no way to come back from that. Again, they're operating in unicorn land with gumdrop rainbows and fairy skies. Thanks.
Hey, Ben. I'm sorry.
Okay. Managed conference. Yes. Okay. Okay. What does that mean? People, they're on break. Hello, you still there?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm there.
It's telling me I'm on a conference call.
That means you got another line open somewhere.
Well, that's the Blog Talk Radio line, which is actually,
okay.
I need to welcome you, if we're all on it, to this new show that I created on today, Will. It's Black Noise Radio.
Okay.
And, you know, like with each show that I've created, actually, you've actually helped me create each one, and you just don't realize that. But you've been the first guest on every one of my shows. And then we cut you. in a Christian and loving homeboy way.
That's all good.
No. You know, I have to move certain things forward, and then you don't want to be bothered with all that bureaucracy. So hopefully this is working. We were listening and in the middle of a conference with Ben Shapiro. The difference here with this show, GRX, is that I am fully patched in live. So I can go from anything happening as I'm talking to you to clips from CNN, Fox, this, that, and the other, Alex Jones, whoever, or whatever, or go into my own video stock. So I am trying to work through these systems. The reason why I needed to contact you is, like I said to the audience earlier, if I don't actually talk to somebody on the other end of the line, I don't know if the hell this shit is working or not.
Right.
And so with all this information about fake news or what is news or where you can get your news or who you should listen to, do you see how serious this is becoming?
Oh, yeah, it's all messed up.
Yeah, do you see the devilment direction it's going?
It's already there.
It ain't fully there. It's got to ride before they kill. You feel me?
Yep.
You know, it ain't enough to drive by. You got a ride on you first, homie. You know?
Yep.
And then put the salt on your funeral. Shoot that up. Okay, that's what I needed to hear. So she's there, and this is Black Noise Radio. Now, we just did the Marty Smith Show, and we moved straight into this, and we have a different protocol here because GRX, I am live online here. Now, with the Marty Smith Show, I'm doing that like a secret covert agent on my phone. you might know something about that, right, G?
Right.
But here I'm using the computer the way it was intended to, which allows me to have more technology at my hand. Now, unlike Donald Trump, I actually welcome my intelligence briefing. And you were giving me them. Now that we got you back, we're gonna expect our intelligence briefing. So GRX, tomorrow, Black Noise Radio begins at 12 noon, high noon.
Okay.
It's a different format. I go from Marty Smith into this. Your other contact line. Shut up. Your other contact line is over. We're working to get. See, ladies and gentlemen, I treat this like Central Intelligence. GRX think I'm crazy. But then again, GRX knows I'm Cray.
We both Cray.
And we've
been that way for a long time.
And we both write about our mission. Now, here's the problem with us being Cray. We ain't wrong.
Sometimes we wish you were.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody else get mad at us, because we ain't often wrong. Yeah, we might be crazy. Yeah, and that's what we crazy about, the fact that we ain't often wrong about our craziness. Feel me?
Not too much.
Yeah, well, I didn't try to get emotional on you, bro, but I've been knowing you at least 20 years, I think. And you still owe me a brew.
How about a blunt?
As long as it ain't no more Keith, bro, I'm good, okay? I'm good. I can't do no, you know, GRX grows his own stuff. I can't, you know, I'm going to have to reject your intelligence on weed growing operations and then only work within my. In fact, my next weed strain, you know what it's called now? We went from Marty Marr to Milana.
It's called Cinderella.
It's the Milana, you know, like Milana Trump, fool. You
it's
know.
Still made you cross Cinderella.
And still in speeches. But, see, we want, you know, folks, this show ain't about our happiness. So let me stop this right now. We done ran out of time. I got my brother on the line. I know how to use this phone, at least today. Now, if I call you drunk tomorrow, just remember, you need to have a little bit more Lord with you than me. Sometimes your Jesus rate need to be up higher than mine, so that we can compensate when one of us is low on Jesus. You know what I'm trying to say, bro?
Right. You gotta uplift each other. I understand that.
I actually don't have no choice, because I just saw my mama on Sunday morning, and she looked 10 years younger. So I don't know what she's smoking, but I need to get some of that. I need to get with that too. And she was on her way to church. Now, I'm a member in that church, but I stopped going.
Well, they weren't probably talking the right thing at the right time.
Well, he's on the Obama advisory board, and every time I go to that church, it's like they see me. So I feel like Will Smith at church with national security and a drone inside the church looking at me. So,
ready to bomb.
Yeah, well, you know, all he can do is dunk me back in the tank. But I just had to give it a it's over by your house. I had to let it go for a while. Now, I may be back over there, but sometimes when the same Jesus don't equal to be the same Jesus, you realize that maybe I need to go back and speak Latin. So
hey.
With that, GRX, we're going to have you here tomorrow, high noon.
High noon.
Black Noise Radio. And also, we do music on this show, so my audio is better, everything's better. I figured out which buttons work and which don't today. And so with that, I'm going to have to end Black Noise Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our first show. This is not about either of our rants, particularly mine. This is actually about, you know, whatever we did on anything else, Real Talk, Real Game, Real Talk, Real Music, Real Talk, Real Entertainment, whatever, Real Talk, Real Politics. That was preschool, bro. You're about to enter into the full Thunderdome. Okay?
We can do that.
I'll hit you tomorrow, and we'll go from there. And I will be in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 3 hours downloading both shows, because the Marty Smith show was prior to this. Now, here at GRX, I need to tell you quickly, if you want to even retreat these shows, you need to go to blogtalkradio.com/ for the Marty Smith show. If you type in Marty Smith show in the search, you will get it. If you type in Black Noise, you will get this show. But also, this show is under Blue National. I was able to restore my Blue National account that Twitter canceled. So I've been busy, bro.
You know, I just got to fix my computer because I had broke it by accident. So now I'm in the process of, I just got a new body. I took the hard drive out, put it into a new body, and I got to tweak it out, and, you know, get all the bugs out.
I guess you
got to
do work. Hey, G,
exactly.
I got you, bro. Can you hear it in the background?
Yep.
Well, that's coming off the computer. That's not
work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my time, 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 time. Drive me, I deserve it. Nothing to have you learn.